all the fun things to do with the fam in Connecticut this weekend. It's The Feed. Star 99.9.
Going into the long weekend, Memorial Day weekend, and every Friday we talk with Megan Schinella. You can find her on Instagram at Megan Schinella and all the events that are happening. And with a long weekend, I feel like there's more events that stack up, right, Megan?
Yeah, no, definitely. And I'm really hoping, Kevin, that the rain goes away.
I know. I feel like it will because it wasn't as bad yesterday. I thought it was going to be really bad the end of this week. But yeah, I'm hoping too that it kind of just fizzles away and we have a nice weekend.
Yes, I want to wear shorts and
I know
I don't want to be in my jeans and like maybe go in the ocean or the pool, you know.
Exactly. I know. I'm ready to unofficially kick off summer too.
Yes.
So yeah, so Star is going to be out this weekend. So every Memorial Day weekend, we go to all the different PC Richard and Son stores. They have their big Memorial Day sale. So tomorrow from 12 to 2, John Kamal, who you hear on the weekends here on Star sometimes, he's going to be there for, you know, they put out the big tent. They have all their appliance deals. And then we're also going to have tickets. You could win tickets to Rob Thomas at Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater this summer. So concert tickets, gift cards, all kinds of fun stuff. So that's tomorrow from 12 to 2 at the Norwalk PC Richard & Son on Connecticut Ave. And then on Monday, the 26th, all these parades are happening. We're going to be at the Derby Shelton Memorial Day Parade. So that starts on Howe Ave and Cornell Street in Shelton. And then it goes over the Derby Shelton Bridge and then ends in Derby. And it starts at 9 a.m. So look for a Star in that.
Oh, that'll be fun. Are you going to that parade with the fam, Kev?
I don't think I am because we're going to be out of town and coming back Monday.
Oh,
but
okay.
But yeah, if anyone's going, look for the star, the big blue star vehicle in us. Give them a wave.
Yes, yes. There's lots of fun parades this weekend. New Canaan Memorial Day Parade and Ceremony will be held on Monday at 9:30 p.m. Or a.m., excuse me.
I was like, a nighttime parade? That would be awesome.
Yeah, right? Mom, May Sember brain here. The parade steps off from St. Mark's Church and proceeds down Okano Ridge to Main Street, ending at Lakeview Cemetery for a memorial ceremony. And then also this weekend, Westport Fine Arts Festival. That is on Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 5 in downtown Westport. Celebrate the 52nd annual festival featuring artists, music, family activities. There'll be vendors there, and the admission is free.
It's always good to have a free event, and that sounds like a great one, too. That sounds super fun.
Yeah, get outside with the kids, and yeah, and I know, I always like the free fun events, so check that one out.
Definitely, and I know you have a couple other events on your list, Megan, some carnivals, some craft events with the kids. So what's happening this weekend, Megan?
Thank you, Kevin. I try to share and keep everyone laughing, too, right?
Definitely.
Yes, now this weekend, kick off to summer at Compo Beach in Westport. On Saturday from 11 to 3 p.m., you can enjoy a touch-a-truck experience. There will be public work vehicles, face painting, obstacle courses, food vendors, raffles, and it's a great way to welcome summer with the whole family.
Nice.
And now also this weekend, this is the Weston Memorial Day Fair, and that is on Saturday from 12 to 10. And this annual event features carnivals, games, food, festival atmosphere, and making it perfect for families for a classic fun fair. So check out that. And then also this weekend, Art in the Park. They have their mini carousels, 3D sculptures. That's on Saturday from 10 to 12. It's in Stamford at the Mill River Park, and it's presented by the Stamford Art Association. Again, this is a free event for kids, and there will be 3D sculptures, and you can really, if your kids are into like getting hands-on and creating and crafting, I don't know, does Grace like crafts?
Yeah, she's into like the science project stuff, and then also, yeah, like the beaded bracelets and a little bit of the slime. But yeah, definitely the craft stuff. Yeah, that sounds cool with the 3D sculptures, though.
Yeah, no, it's a really great, and actually all summer Mill River does more events like this, and this is at the Whittingham Discovery Center, so check that out this weekend.
Nice.
And then finishing off this week, are you ready for my mom quote, Kevin?
I'm ready, let's hear it.
Okay. Don't stress about the mess. The Home Alone mom forgot her kid twice and still got a sequel.
It's so true. That is really funny. I know, forgetting it. And I always think about those movies because they didn't have cell phones. They didn't have like I feel like nowadays you'd be able to text Kevin, the son, and find out where he is.
Yes. No, I mean, that movie is a classic, and it's so true. And I feel like it's so something like any mom, like your brain spins when you're trying to go to a trip. That poor mom, she had a lot of kids, right?
Exactly. So much to remember, so much going on. Yeah, anything that happens, you just know that, it has happened to somebody else somewhere and probably something worse, you know?
For sure.
All right, awesome. Well, everyone have a great long weekend for Memorial Day. And thank you so much, Megan. Appreciate you coming on with us.
Thank you. Have a great Memorial Day weekend, everyone.